Indeed, welcome, Minister, to the floor this morning. Minister, we are living through an energy emergency. Not in theory, but in reality, and the state knows it. 2 years ago, the government ran an exercise call, a national simulation to test how Ireland would respond to major disruption in our gas supply. That exercise was not academic. It was a clear acknowledgement that the risk is real, that the consequences would be catastrophic for Ireland. The government knows that lives and livelihoods will be lost. Ireland is dangerously exposed. The state has understood these risks for years. It knows the economic and societal impact of a future supply, of a supply failure. Yet despite that, that knowledge, we continue to rely on a single point of gas supply. We still have no meaningful storage, and we remain as vulnerable today as we were before these risks were ever formally identified. They talk about a GNI LNG terminal, but that, Minister, is years away, and that is just too long. Since the war in Iran on the 28th of February, just over 6 weeks ago, Minister, we've seen the cost of fuel and energy costs spiral out of everyone's reach. And that this is the most serious energy crisis we have faced since the 1970s. Energy costs remain too high for households and businesses alike, and our energy security is completely fragile. At a time when decisive action is needed, what we see instead is a complete delay. And I will come to one specific delay. There is one project in this country that is capable of addressing both security and cost, the Shannon LNG terminal. This is not a speculative or early stage proposal. It is the most advanced LNG project in Ireland. It has been in the planning system since 2021. It was refused, but that refusal was based solely on government policy, the so-called frack gas policy, which has since been removed. That project went through the courts and succeeded. All judicial reviews are now complete. The legal position is very, very clear. The policy landscape has changed, and every obstacle that was previously cited has now been addressed. No decision has been made. The project has spent many years in the planning system. Years that we simply don't have right now, and in the context of an energy emergency. What makes Shannon LNG so important right now is not just that it enhances security of supply, but that it can be delivered quickly and without the cost to the taxpayer, which we all want.
That's a little bit of what Mike Kennelly said yesterday in the Dáil over his argument that Shannon LNG should now be a priority for at least decision and development for the energy security of the country. With me on the line is Senator Mike Kennelly. And Mike, we'll get to LNG in a moment and what you said in the Shannon. But can I just get your overall view on what's happened in the last week? And Fianna Fáil TDs and senators are saying the party is badly damaged by the handling of the fuel protest crisis. Is Fine Gael badly damaged too?
No, Gerry. I can safely tell you that Fine Gael is not badly damaged here. I think the one thing about when parties in government and parties individually come into crises across the world, that that dialogue, communication with their membership, with their senators, with their deputies, with their ministers, that's when it comes into play. If they're untouchable and you can't get at these guys, then your power within the party is diminished. And I think that's exactly what, you know, I'm been hearing on your cast there. That's exactly what is being felt in other parties. But I can guarantee you it's not being felt in ours. And I can guarantee you the Fine Gael have been doing everything in their power over the last, 10, 12 days, especially when we saw our own people hurting on the streets and our own family members coming to us. And we took that message to our bosses within Fine Gael, and they acted. They acted, and I can safely tell you they acted. And I suppose really on the commentary, I suppose during the protest, which I agreed with. I agreed with, and that's why I'm going back to when I see these people suffering, and I went to our leader and I went to the senior ministers within my party, and as I said, they acted. But the commentary that followed during the protest from other quarters did not help. It actually, pardon the pun, it put fire on it. And we tried to keep it. There was negotiations going on. There was no need to say these words and this commentary. And it came from a senior ministry,
like
it came from the leader.
Like bringing in the defence forces.
Absolutely. And that didn't. Look, it didn't. I mean, the talks were going on, Gerry. They had 13 groups at the table. You know, and you don't draw up for 505 million on top of the 250 million on the back of an eyelid, I'll be honest with you. So those talks were ongoing. The protests were working, let's be honest. They were sitting down. But commentary then from other sides did not help it. And then it fueled up another sector of people that, you know, didn't, you know, that shouldn't have influenced the outcome in this, I'll be honest with you, because it got messy.
Okay, but you know, Minister of Finance and Leader of Party, Simon Harris, was as equally outspoken, you could argue, against those involved in the blockades.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you could argue that, you know, commentary was made without dialogue either between those two parties. So, you know, you can't have two rights and a wrong to come to an equation here. So you cannot head out into the streets and make these words unless there's a government here in place and the government decisions are final. And if it's an active, if it's a complete join-up thinking in a crisis, then that will work.
Okay, what do you say to that? You're saying there are your people who are on the protest like others who are hurting. Mm-hmm. What do you say to those who feel that the entire government, including Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, are out of touch? They wouldn't have been protesting if you had been listening to them. And you weren't listening. And you were badly caught out by that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And can there be lessons learned in this? Absolutely. We're six and a half weeks into my commentary yesterday in the Senate, pushing for the Shannon Energy, which will supply an energy, which will take away any energy setbacks that we will have financially into the future. But, you know, so that's the reason I brought that forward. No, people can be upset and will be upset. But the reason I brought it forward was, Jerry, to offset any more crisis that's going to hit us from outside our own control, the government's control. It's a World War III we're actually in right now. And Trump and his administration, I was in that Dáil debate on Tuesday. The only word that didn't come into 2.5-hour debate was Trump. We're on a war. There's a war on the left and there's a war on the right. And it has crippled the whole world. Now, how we reacted on that 3.5 weeks ago, the first package came out. Last Sunday, the second package came out. And there was a lot of to and fro. And you don't draw up over 755 million of a package, as I say, on a whim. So,
but did you get the first package wrong? You didn't understand how much pressure people were under, how much your own supporters were under. And you had to rush in to try and quell this protest, the second package, which was double the size, and still people are unhappy. Yes. That you're out of touch with people on the ground.
And we now know, we do honestly know that it was wrong. It did not meet the crisis at the pumps where people suffered last week. And that's reality. And the actions that the government took, hopefully going forward, this has not gone away. This has not gone away. And for once, the government, is in a surplus, okay? And how you manage that and how you can get all people out of the next couple of weeks, and it could be days, hopefully, but it could be weeks and it could be months. How you manage that, Jerry, is there's the critical answers and the tough questions that need to be put to government in times of a crisis like this, that everyone is hurting. Not anyone, but everyone.
Okay, let me ask you this question. You called for a decision to be made in relation to Shannon LNG and their project as soon as possible, because this will help with, you know, alleviating energy security concerns and also bringing in a source of gas, perhaps maybe bringing prices down if that was possible. But what I say to those, say, look, that's totally the wrong direction to be going in. Surely, if this has taught us anything, it's that we are hopelessly dependent on fossil fuels and we need to be moving away from that. Qatar infrastructure hit, LNG infrastructure hit, the international wholesale gas market gone up totally outside of our control, and LNG's only wedding ourselves further to that volatile market.
Jerry, if we learned anything from the last 6 weeks is inaction. And I brought an action to the table yesterday from the Senate. This is a project that's sitting above on the table of Cumhuisín Pleanála waiting on a decision. This project is not going to take 3 weeks or 3 months. It's going to take 3 years to deliver from construction. So what I'm doing, and my act of that, is to make sure that LNG is promoted right now by the government and say, let's seriously look at this, because if we have another impact down the line, let's hopefully we're over this one, but if we have another impact down the line and we have another energy supply crisis, then the people that were out in the street will be affected. That was my inaction, or active action yesterday to support the people of Kerry. That's what I want to do. So, you know, of course we've learned from mistakes. And the only mistake, I suppose, really, I wouldn't say the only mistake, the mistake that was made from the protest.
Okay.
That should have been sorted. The Monday they were coming out, Tuesday they were on the road, Wednesday, Thursday. That should have been put to bed by Thursday. Yeah. And that's the lesson I've learned, and that's the lesson that we're telling the government that they should have learned.
They should have acted much quicker to nip it in the bud when it started. Okay, let me put this point to you. You're advocating for Shannon LNG. The cost of producing 1 megawatt hour of energy was €169.15 in Ireland, the highest in Europe. That was this week. In Italy, 149. In Germany, 138 euros. In Spain, it's €44.35. Mm-hmm. Right, that's why they have lower gas prices, lower energy prices than we have at the moment in it. Mm-hmm. Spain has accessed and developed over the last number of years huge amounts of renewable energy into its system, and crucially, a reduction in the dependence on gas. The Spanish Prime Minister was talking about this week. He said, it's not by chance we've taken the action. We have reduced things down. That's why Spain have one of the cheapest, if not the cheapest, wholesale electricity prices in Europe in 2026. So is that not a failure of the Irish government to go in the same direction? And an example that you need to reduce the dependence on gas, not increase it. And you're arguing for more gas infrastructure. What's your response to that?
My response is, the Shannon LNG project is a transition period while the renewable energy... there was targets that probably won't be met, let's be honest.
Yeah.
So the Shannon LNG project like this is a transition energy supply in time of need. And like I said, it was an active response by me to make sure that this is brought forward as soon as possible. Because if it happens again, 3.5 years down the line, we will have an energy supply based on the Tabard by National Land Bank to offset any crises that these people, or all our people, are actually suffering right now. That's the reason I bought a jury. If you want to go back to Spain and Germany, I mean, it's €2.50, heading for €2.60 a litre diesel in Germany.
We are not the worst. And the package is the most generous of all the countries. But the point is, the underlying problem is our energy mix. And we're totally volatile and totally open to the problems of fossil fuel, which crop up every couple of years. The pandemic was one example, 2022, the Ukrainian war another, now the crisis we're in, which is no sign of ending, by the way. The price of a barrel of Brent crude is up 2% again this morning, up to $96, because there's concerns over, you know, the unreliability of Donald Trump talking about peace talks that might not exist, and the Strait of Hormuz still closed. So we're totally wedded to it. We should be moving further away.
We are, and can I honestly say, look, I've had conversations over the last couple of days, and one conversation that really pivoted me was the $750 million that was launched on the support package last Sunday evening. Imagine, he said, if that $750 million was put up on every roof by every solar, with a solar panel for every house to take this crisis away. And I'm like, you know, let's work on that. You know, so... The package, I mean, we had PPs over the last 3-4 days, and we're coming to solutions like this. I mean, if we are going to put money behind this to back it up and to back up the energy crisis, everyone's complaining about the ESB bills being sky high. And that came in from the Ukrainians, when the Ukrainian war set up. We had an energy crisis. The very minute that war started, we were in trouble. And then again, the government acted it. There was funds given back to everyone. The ESB bills were written off. But again, it continues, and there's only so much coffers in any government to continue paying out debt, and that's reality. That's economics, and that's how you run a country, and that's how you run 5 budgets. And the next budget, we're actually working on it already, coming from our meeting, is to support the person that was on the street last week. I don't ever again want to see that. And my Fine Gael party don't ever again want to see it, and we are listening. We are listening as a party, I'll be honest with you, and I don't hope here to lay down either. So.